When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try. Is Hampton High? Hello, you're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school. I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks. So you'll notice that I'm sort of whispering right now. It's because I got my little handheld microphone here. I am in the library. And obviously you can't talk in the library. Oh, you can talk in the library, but you just can't be like loud in the library because people are trying to study. And so like I'm trying to respect that right now because I'm literally in the library. So I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk too loud. But I want to talk to you. I want you to hear what's going on. Look, I've solved a little mystery, and I really want you all to be aware of it. A little bit of a backstory. So I'm sure you all know that, like, sometimes you'll open a library book and there'll be, like, a note in it, right? It's been, someone's been hiding notes in library books, okay? They're all the same handwriting. They're in all different types of books, and, like, you know, I've seen ones that say, like, you are worthy. I'm like, fine, whatever. And I've seen one that's like, a box without hinges, key, or lid, yet golden treasure inside his head, like a riddle, you know? And I've seen ones that just like, or little pictures or something like, and it's all the same person I've been thinking, you know? And ever since, like, I got more than one of these, I was like, I have to find out who this is. Like, I've asked people, like, my first thought was obviously, like, Tomas, you know? I was like, Tomas, is this you? And he was like, no, it's not me. And he actually said, I thought he was lying to me. I thought Tomas was lying to me, and he, like, did not take that well. But I do think, like, Tomas would do that. You know what I mean? Like, Tomas, I believe he didn't do it, but I feel like Tomas is a totally type of dude who would, like, do this thing and lie about it. Like, he could be, like, a fucking internet troll, but it's not Tomas. I've been looking at these notes, been collecting them for a while, and I always put them and try to, like, look at the handwriting and see what's going on. And then I realized one thing that I hadn't paid attention to before was that, like, every note has a sticker, all right? It's a certain type. It's a little, like, shiny heart, you know, like a little glitter type thing. And I was just in the library right now. It's, like, 5 o'clock after school, and I saw this kid I didn't really recognize, and he's got a phone with one of those stickers on it. So I rushed back to, you know, to the AV area, and I got on my microphone and came out here. And what I want to do is I just want to, like, interrogate him, you know? And I know this is usually an interview podcast, but, like, I want to sort of, like, catch someone in the act, like a real Terry Gross investigative journalism type thing, like a real, like, you know, like, dangerous, like, serial, like, I don't know, like, I want to be a real journalist someday. Well, that's literally the first time I've said that. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of excited because I've never really done this before, and so, like, it's like, this summer. Sorry. My mistake. Okay, sorry. So, it's this kid with this sticker on the phone, so I'm just gonna go up and talk to him real quick, and you'll hear it, and we'll see what we can do. Okay. Hey. Sorry, is anyone sitting here?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Sorry.
What? No one's sitting there.
Do you mind if I sit just to do some work?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay, sorry, yeah. I won't be too loud. So. Yeah. How you doing?
Nice microphone.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm just, I'm Hampton, you probably know me, right?
What?
I'm Hampton. I have a kid in school, the podcast, so. Yeah, I was going to record myself, doing homework for, I want someone to, I wanted to show that.
I'm studying.
Okay, sorry. My bad. Are you a student? I just haven't.
What?
Are you like a freshman? Go ahead.
I thought you were. I thought you were doing work.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Just. Great sticker.
What? Oh my gosh.
Oh no, it's don't be embarrassed. I just think it's a really cool sticker.
Thanks.
On your phone.
I got it at the 99-cent store.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can get all some stickers there.
Yeah. The cool thing is that they were 59 cents.
15. Oh, at the one. At the 99 cents.
It's like a fun little. It's a fun little cheat.
Yeah. It always sort of pissed me off that like. Student like. It always pissed me off that you go to the 99-cent store and, like, things... I thought everything should be 99 cents, but, like, the stuff for $2 or $5
or $50, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, it really pissed me off. It's like, why would you label it like that?
Sometimes there's, like, toys that, like, I really want to get, and I think that they're 99 cents, but then you find out that they're $7.99.
Yeah, and you're like, what the hell?
It's like, man, I just can't get this, like, Triceratops from The Lost World. And I just really wanted it, but I can find great deals like this. Like, these stickers are really fun.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And they're 59 cents. So sometimes a 99 cents is a pretty cool place to shop.
Yeah, man. I definitely agree with that. The stickers.
I've said too much.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Do you mind me having this microphone here? I mean, like...
Why do you have a microphone at the library?
Well, I mean, I'm recording myself doing homework. I have a podcast, you know. It's Hampton High. It's all about, you know, Rockville Prep and stuff, so...
Yeah. Skunks, right?
Yeah.
Skunks.
Yeah. Houston? You said skunks,
student,
right?
Yeah, I'm a student. Skunks.
Okay.
They're a mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm
trying to study here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What was that?
I'm just studying.
What you studying?
What?
What subject are you studying?
Geography.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool, is that like a part of the history curriculum?
Yes.
Yeah, because like, I don't know there's a class, it's not a geography class, you know, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess part of the history curriculum,
right? We're learning about geography today.
Yeah.
Me and my classmates.
Oh, yeah? What class are you in?
The one on the second floor. Second floor class.
Hey, what's your name?
What?
So what's your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay. What's your last name?
Tums.
Lindsay Tum. Oh, you Mrs. Tum's kids?
Yeah, I'm the librarian's son.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know Mrs. Tums had a kid.
Yeah, she doesn't like to talk about it.
Oh. Do you go to... That's probably why you go to school here then, because you get a discount.
Yeah, of course, because I got a discount.
Yeah, it's just weird. I hadn't seen you. I feel like I would have known if there's some student, a teacher had a kid at the school. I feel like everyone like really clocks that really quickly, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you go to school here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shh. Oh! Chill out, Devin. Yeah, I said chill out,
Devin. It's the library, bro!
Yeah, I'm... Can you...
Do you go to school here?
Yeah, I go to school here, dude. Of course I go to fucking school here. Or else, why would I be in the library school I don't go to?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Why would I be here if I didn't go to school here? Okay.
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 Okay, fine.
No, you're fine.
I know I'm fine. Are you fine?
You're fine.
Hey, I should ask your mom.
What?
Just like checking.
No.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just don't talk to Mrs. Tums.
Hey, okay? Mrs. Tums?
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
What?
Fine.
it was nothing. I just, I want to know... Do you guys have the new, Grant biography?
that's so embarrassing.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, yo, what? I got you, right? Yes.
Okay, I don't go to school here, okay? I'm sort of homeschooled, okay?
Okay. That's fine. So, like, you hang out in the library after hours to wait for your mom to get off?
No, this is my school. This is my school hours.
You do your home... What? Huh? You do work here?
No. I go to school here. At the library. Who needs teachers when you have all these books to teach you? The geography section of the library is my geography teacher. The algebra section of the library is my algebra teacher. The current events section of the library is my current events teacher.
I'm glad someone's taking advantage of the algebra section.
Yeah, no one goes there.
I mean, I mean,
it's really good stuff.
It's a lot of textbooks and like some weird theory I don't really understand.
Oh, you'd understand it if you just give it a chance.
I mean, no, I'm not really good with numbers. I'm more of like a, you know, English guy.
That's because you've been taught wrong.
So, this, sticker. I've seen it before.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes,
you write the notes. Gosh. Okay, you put the right. Yes. I cut you.
Don't tell me.
I'm not gonna tell anyone. Okay. Calm down. Calm down, dude. Calm down. Okay. You okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Do you have a tissue?
I can give you a piece of paper. So you those notes and put them in the library books. And you put those stickers. And this is how I caught you. You put those stickers on the notes.
They were 59 cents. Well, and that's my trademark. It's my logo.
That's cool. I mean,
that's my logo.
I'm not saying it's lame. I'm just saying that's how I figured it out. I'm proud of myself for figuring it out. I'm not saying I actually think it's a cool logo.
Shiny art is my logo.
Shiny art is your logo. Why did you do these notes?
Well, because I want to make people feel better about themselves.
They're all very, like, positive.
Yeah.
And then sometimes riddles, and sometimes just, like, little drawings.
Sometimes there's comics that I draw.
Yeah. Oh, wait, really?
Yeah. You haven't found one.
I haven't found one of the comic ones.
You haven't found a comic.
Most of the ones I find are the ones that, like, except the riddle. I've seen a few riddles, but yeah. The most ones I find are the ones that, like, you are incredible, or, like, keep looking up, or, like, you know, today is just one day in the history of your life, and be adored by whoever you want to be. That was one. I'm really good at remembering stuff, so that was one I remember.
It's part of the Positive Mantra collection.
Oh, so you have, like, different, like, you have different collect, like, you have different, like, styles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. There's the rhetorical riddles collection.
Okay.
Which are riddles that don't really have an answer.
Oh.
And then there's the positive affirmation.
Yeah.
Collection.
Yeah.
And there's five of those.
Okay.
And then there's my zany comic section.
Yeah.
Collection.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got a couple of those.
Yeah.
And if you complete all the collections,
yeah,
then
what are you in?
I can't tell you.
What are you in?
Don't make me say it.
Mrs. Toms?
No. God. No.
That Grant biography?
Fine.
Oh, that Grant biography is cool. I think it's cool. Thank you.
So
that was really bad.
No. So embarrassing.
I know. I should have said the Grant biography is like too dumb for me. That's what I should have said. That was
cool. Oh my gosh.
Because I'm actually pretty smart. So.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I get good at grades.
That's doesn't necessarily mean that you're smart.
Well, actually, I think it does mean you're smart, because it's actually exactly what it means.
Well, I don't get grades at all, and I'm pretty smart.
I don't understand your education.
I'm homeschooled.
Okay, but you're homeschooled here.
Yeah.
Okay.
People don't get grades when they're homeschooled.
Why not?
At the library.
Well, how does someone judge?
If I can read a book, that means I passed.
Now that...
If I understand the core concepts of it.
But how do you test to figure out if you understand the core concepts?
Well, if I read a book and if I'm like, I don't understand the concept, I reread it and reread it and then read another book as supplement material until I get it.
But like, what does that mean? If, for example, like, you know, with an algebra textbook, you can like do the programs, the problems, right?
Why are you screaming at me?
I'm not screaming. I just don't really understand your system of knowledge. You know, like if you read a novel, how do you get the core? Like, what'd you say? The core?
I'm sorry, a novel? I don't have time for fiction.
There's a whole class for fiction.
I don't ever put any of my notes in any of the fiction section. This is the problem with everybody at this school. They're all so obsessed with the fiction section and the Rolling Stone magazine section of the library.
Well,
nobody bothers to look at the other stuff, okay? Well, the interesting stuff. The really cool stuff.
Like
huh?
The algebra section, like the current events section?
Yeah.
What, do you do like, I know, what, do you do like
When was the last time you read The Farmer's Almanac, huh?
The Farmer's Almanac?
Yes.
Are you okay?
The Farmer's Almanac still exists, okay? It's not just about like crops and stuff. It's a bunch of really cool, useful information that they have. And you don't know anything about it because you don't even bother to look. Okay?
Okay.
My gosh.
You know, for somebody who hides a lot of notes, you certainly think you're better than people who don't look at the books that you look at.
Well, I never. You almost made me raise my voice at the library.
Yeah,
at my school. It's my sanctuary.
Your sanctuary? Buddy. This is not your school.
It's not, yeah.
You're studying.
This is my library.
It's not your library.
This is my library.
It's not
this your school, but this is my library.
That doesn't make any sense. If it's my school, it's my library.
No.
My school.
Your school.
This is my school. Library. My actually, I own
your
every
school,
book here.
My
I
library.
Own every book here.
No, I own
My parents
book.
Pay for this school.
My
Your parents
my parent
are paid to be in
here.
The school. So, yeah, so that's different. So you're paid, the money that she gets, that's what she gets from me in the school.
But
the money I paid, I get to have the school.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah.
The whole school? So is the gym yours?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's me and the other students.
Well, it's not just you.
Oh, but it's part of
You're borrowing my library, okay?
And
if I wanted to, I could kick you out.
I dare you. I dare you. I dare you kick me out.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I don't want to do that.
Good. Oh, now you don't want to do it?
I don't have to do it. To assert my power, okay? You know what?
What? He's ready now. Ready now. What? What are you doing in front of everyone?
I just Naruto ran all the way here.
Okay, that was kind of cool.
I'm a pretty cool guy.
What'd that note say?
Well, you gotta find it first. Oh my god. Oh, he's so close. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No, no.
Ow! Shit! Sorry.
Shh!
Ow.
It's the library, dude!
I'm sorry. Ow! How do you run so fast? I can't run so fast here because there's too much stuff in the way.
You gotta throw your arms all the way up.
Oh.
Both of your hands are all the way up. Oh, you got a Naruto run.
Because when I run, I pump it. I pump up and down.
Yeah,
and pump
too much down. Pump equals too much. You're getting hurt.
Okay. Oh, okay, but I have the book. Okay.
Yeah.
Who you are and who I am will never be entwined. Because the library and school is not yours. It is mine. Okay, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's
now, what book is it? It's on How the Other Half Lives by Jacob Riis.
Okay, what is this supposed
to... And that's exactly how you and I are. Two different people. And You'll never know how I live, how the other half lives.
Well, you'll never know how I live. You'll never know how hard it feels to have someone in your school who doesn't even belong here. Hey, what happens? What happens when someone gets all the notes?
If I answer that question, can you answer a question for me?
Okay, pretty boy, we'll play this game. Yeah, I'll answer your question.
Okay. Well, if you get all of my notes from this library, I can give you 2 tickets to Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida.
What? That? Will you buy them? Will you buy them? It doesn't seem to connect.
I have them on my person.
Why do you have these? Why do you have these tickets? Would you?
Because my mom bought me tickets. And she said you can invite anyone you want. But I don't have friends. And I was searching for someone, anyone, to understand me and themselves. And that person, the person deemed worthy, was gonna go with me and ride the Minions ride at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, I know where it is. Let's be honest, those all give me nausea.
But only the Minions, right?
Okay, I don't know the Minions.
It's really fun.
Okay, I didn't.
They shrink you down, they turn you into a Minion.
Wait, literally? They literally turn you into a Minion?
Well, that's the premise of the ride.
Oh.
You see, you go in there and you're a human being, but they're scouting for Minions, right? And they're saying, like, Gru's all like, you could be a Minion too. Minions are the coolest thing in the world. And then you're, like, convinced. You're like, oh, my gosh, maybe it is cool to be a Minion. Maybe it is cool to just, like, know how to say banana and just, like, hang out with people that look exactly like you, who think just like you. And then before you know it, you shrink into a tiny little Minion and you're on this wild ride full of adventures. But also in the center of it, it's a beautiful story about family, chosen family, the family that you get to pick. And it's so fun. And I'm just waiting for someone to ride this ride with me.
Hey, that's...
Now it's my turn. I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
What's it like being in a classroom?
In a word, amazing. You're
sitting really?
In yeah, you sit in your own chair, right? And, like, it's not like you're assigned chairs, but, like, everyone pretty much, like, after, like, a few days, like, everyone sort of picks their chair, you know what I mean? And the teacher, like, gives you knowledge, and, like, you're with friends, and, like, everyone's, like, well, not all friends, sometimes people, like, but it's, like, you're surrounded by people, and everyone's, and, like, every day in the class is kind of different if the teacher's good. Like, well, we'll learn different stuff, or something to be different.
What's your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher? Mr. Davila.
Cool.
He's the English teacher, and he's the guy that showed me that, like... Look, can I tell you something?
Of course.
My dad wants me to major in business. But... Because of Mr. Davila's class, I want to major in English.
Cool. Yeah. So you want to be an English teacher?
No, I just want to read. You know, novels.
And the what?
Novels.
Huh?
Novels. You...
Like, fiction books?
Yeah. We've talked about this already.
But you're not going to learn anything from fiction books.
But you do, and that's what Mr. Davila told me about reading fiction books. Like, there is, like... And this is what I like about class. You can read the book, and then you just talk about it with students. And, like, everyone read the same book, and you all just talk about what you thought about the book. And sometimes you have a take on the book, and, like... Everyone agrees with you, like, I hadn't thought about it like that before, but that you're true, and that's, like, a really fun thing to say. But then sometimes it's, like, you say something, people are like, oh, I completely disagree. And at first, I'm like, what the fuck? Why would you disagree? And then they're like, well, because here's what I got from the book. I'm like, you're
at the library, dude!
See, what is your fucking problem, man? I'm just having a conversation. Oh, now you're too scared?
Fucking reading, man.
Yeah, I get it, dude. You can do your homework in the next 5 minutes.
Fucking reading The Merchant of Venice, dude. Yeah, the book.
It's a play. You should watch the play rather than read the book. You shouldn't read plays, dude.
Get a life.
Fuck you. And so you'll read the book, and also someone will say back to you, they'll be like, oh, you're wrong, and, you know, like, and here's why. And it's like so cool to like be in that space to be like,
I never knew you can argue books. I always thought with nonfiction books, mm-hmm. there is a right way of reading it and a wrong way of reading it. Wrong way of reading it is if you get the facts wrong.
Yeah.
And you have to reread it over and over and over again until you get it the right way.
Yeah.
That's when you know you've graduated. From one grade to the next.
Does your mom make this system for you, or do you just sort of go hog wild and have you figure this out for yourself?
Well, my mom started homeschooling me, but she got so busy because she has 6 jobs.
What?
Being a librarian is only 1 job. So she doesn't have a lot of time to teach me. Also, she has a hard time trusting people, as you must know. And so, well, you know, she doesn't trust me with a lot of people. That's why she won't matriculate me in this school. But
oh god,
she still wants me to socially interact with people. And that's why I'm here at the library when everyone else is here. And not, you know, when the lights are out and no one's here.
You're not here when the lights are out and no one's here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. Let me just. Okay. No, give it.
Find it.
Okay, I'll do it your way.
You did it.
Oh.
You didn't get hurt at all.
You wrote, I sleep here sometimes.
I do.
This is brutal. This is brutal.
Well, my mom works really hard to put food on the library table. And
you eat at the library? Can you just give it to me? Just give it to me. Yes, I eat at the library. Okay. Look. I know it's hard to make friends. I know it's...
It's so hard. How does anyone do it?
Well, you go to class with them. But since you can't...
Are you friends with everyone, then?
To be honest, yeah. People really like me here. I'm very popular. There's people I feel closer with, but everyone wants to be my friend or considers himself my friend. Because I've been...
Hey, suck a dick! Stop screaming, dude!
I'm literally not screaming. You were screaming to start this. You were screaming to start...
I'm at a good part of the book!
What? The play, motherfucker! Of the play! What part of the play?
Eat an ass!
Eat an ass? Oh, well, that's cool to be sex. Great job being sexual in the library, dude. Fuck you! He actually likes me. He's just scared of me. He's really scared of me. If people don't like me, or they're scared of me, or they're jealous of me, that's what I think. There, if they don't like me, they're scared of me, or they're jealous of me. They like they know they think by taking me down a notch, they can take over my. I do a podcast. I'm recording this for a podcast. I've been recording you this whole time. This was the intention I did. I wanted to record you because I thought it was. I saw the sticker, so I ran to the AV room and got all the recording equipment. And I thought it was, you know, I thought you were the person putting stuff in notes. So I came in and I'm been recording this whole thing, and it's a really good microphone. So it's like that's why I can pick it. You can't hear.
So
this
in
is
a way, this is your notes.
Yeah.
You're writing notes.
Yeah.
In hopes of getting people to know you and understand you better.
To quote one of my favorite shows right now, Holy Mother Forkin' Shirtballs.
What show is that?
Oh, it's called The Good Place. It's like, can you imagine? It's like a comedy, but it's like actually smart.
Is it nonfiction?
Yeah, it's nonfiction. So you should watch it.
I definitely will.
Yeah, I think you're really gonna like it.
Oh, I'll just go to the AV room and just like watch it.
You know what? Let me set up for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. No. Read it to me.
Oh. It's just a map that I drew of where all my notes are hiding. And if you find them, I don't know, maybe you can come to Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida with me.
I'll find them. Right now.
Oh, it's getting better. Oh, you recovered.
Hey, fuck you, man. Boom.
Ow! Ow! What the fuck, dude?
Body slam.
Ah! Not on my book. Not on my book.
It's a play.
That was magical.
Got all the notes.
Let me see.
'Solve the mystery. No one knew who the guy or girl, turns out it was a guy, who left all the notes in the library books, and I did it through my own power of, you know, detection, and my really smart, and I'm really smart. And we did go to Universal Studio, and it was really, really fun. I recorded a bit of that, too. I didn't use the entire recording, just a little bit, so you got the idea of, like, what it was like. I also just want to say to everyone, you know, I'm sure you were impressed by how much my microphone picked up of the conversation. And once again, I want to say it's because I get the equipment at Guitar Center. Guitar Center. It's a great place to get guitars, basses, microphones, DJ equipment, keyboards, drums, you know, for your local musician, your amateur, or your professional. You can get free picks with every purchase with offer code GHOSTSKUNKS. So go to Guitar Center and type in offer code GHOSTSKUNKS and you will get a free thing at picks because they're sponsoring the show, kind of, because the microphones are really good that I bought there. I guess if they sponsor them, they should give me microphones, but I bought them. Anyways, this is us at Universal Studios.
Yeah, so this is sort of the Minions ride. It's one of my favorite rides at the park.
Yeah.
It's just like the coolest thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're friends, you know?
Yeah.
Who would have thought it, you know? Who would have thought it?
Your normal volume voice and your whispering voice are very different.
Yeah.
Can we play some of the games? Can we please play some of the games?
No, we're going on the Minions ride again. This is what, the 14th time? I'm not stopping until we get to 40. 40. One time for each note that you left, that I left at the library.
Holy.
Man, it helps to have a best friend, don't it? It certainly does. It certainly does.
Holy mother forkin' sherballs.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.